Love having David on, and he's here now to talk about the Star Barbecue 2022, which is happening on the 27th of August. Good morning, David, and welcome to D15 Today.
Thank you very much.
We were just speaking earlier and we were saying you'll be talking about the barbecue, but you'll have loads more to talk about as well and tell us about what's happening in the sky at the moment. So I suppose, first of all, tell us about the Star Barbecue, because there's loads happening at that.
Yeah, well, it's Ireland's biggest annual star party, a big fundraiser for Astronomy Ireland. We're a non-profit group, of course. And what we do is we ask a few of our members, about 10% of them have big telescopes, and we ask as many of them as possible to bring their telescope along to a really dark sky in the Wicklow Mountains, so it's up in Roundwood Village, one of the highest villages in Ireland, and set them up and let the general public come along and have a look at the wonders of the universe. So this year it'll be the planet Saturn with the rings, will be an incredible view. We'll also see the planet Jupiter, but there's also the galaxies, star clusters, gas clouds, exploding stars, new stars being born that you can't see from city locations, that you can see from up and around with where, even just with the naked eye, you can see the Milky Way quite plainly going all the way down to the horizon. I mean, even that, just with the naked eye alone, is an amazing sight that people don't get to see. So as well as all that, we've got a professional barbecue. We've got an exhibition hall with lots of stands for people to look at as well. And there'll be three big talks. Now, they're about half an hour long. They're aimed at the general public, black holes, the universe, the giant telescopes they're building. There's some incredible monsters due to come online. So you go to the talks or not go to the talks, look at the exhibits or not look at the exhibits. But as soon as it gets dark, everybody wants to look through those telescopes. So the idea is to feed their minds and feed their bellies once a year at least.
Yeah, and the black holes talk, that's going to be on a video link, is that correct?
Yeah, we have an international speaker for that. So one of the good things about the all the lockdowns was that we're all forced to learn how to use Zoom and other things like that. We've been planning it for years, and so it did kicked us into doing it a bit earlier than expected, and that's been brilliant, because it means we can now serve our members all across the 32 counties. It doesn't matter now whether you live in Kerry or Donegal, practically everything Astronomy Ireland does is online. This one event, though, you know, you have to go to Wicklow to look through the telescopes.
Yeah.
And that's one of our few physical gatherings that's still left, and I can't see it ever being able to replace that, because you have to be there for the live experience.
You do, yeah. And like, it's many years has it been going now?
Well, actually, during the lockdown, it was our 30th anniversary. Yeah. We sort of scuppered our plans. 1992, June the 6th was our first one. And it just started out with a few members gathering together to have a little bit of a barbecue up in the mountains and bring their telescopes along as well. It was such great fun. They wanted to know, can we bring our family and friends the next time? And it grew and grew in popularity. People found out about it. And we've had nearly 1,000 people at them in the past, and the bookings are extremely strong this year, so the chance we might even equal or beat that record this year.
And it's a good fundraiser for yourselves as well, you know, because as well as your magazine, that's the only, you know, that helps with funding as well for yourselves.
Yeah, because at the moment we're entirely self-funded.
Yeah.
We don't receive any government grants. We are applying for them. The lockdown was good in a way for us in that a lot of people turned back to their hobbies and doubled our membership, which gave us a nice injection of cash to actually hire staff, something we weren't able to do before. So now we have a great team running the office. People might have noticed Astronomy has become a lot more active recently, and we're going to be seeking, that we already have applied for public funding, because we want to get more people interested in astronomy. And it's a great way of kids getting started on something that can lead to a career, if not in space. At least, you know, you'll end up studying technical subjects. You might get a job, a very well-paid job, in all these high-tech companies we have in the internet, computer chips, pharmaceuticals and all that, which Ireland's economy is now based on.
Yeah.
So we actually see a role for us to play to inspire young people into the future. If they don't take up pure astronomy as a job, they can always do something technical anyway. And Ireland is the place in the world to do that. We're the richest country in the world, bar those few that have sitting on huge oil deposits, and that was just luck. We did it the hard way by being great.
the guys are laughing at the in the studio when you said that. It is it's so true. And Gráin, you hear earlier, my co-presenter, she was just saying that she has the magazine and my husband has it as well, but she was just saying there that her grandchildren are, you know, so everybody in the house reads it. So when her grandchildren come over, they get a pop at reading the magazine as well, and it's such a great introduction into the world of astronomy,
it is,
isn't it?
Everything we do is aimed at kids,
yeah,
and the general public, people that don't have an interest in astronomy. In fact, if you're not interested in astronomy, you're actually the person we want to join Astronomy Ireland because you're missing out. So that sort of attitude has meant we've had thousands of people join the society, I think 15,000 since we began, and some of them go on for years. Some of them just, it's a hobby. They want to look at the super moon that we saw last week, and that fantastic weather that we had for once. But there's loads of things coming up. So everything is really simple. You don't even need a telescope to get 90% of the value out of the magazine. There's a few things in there for people with telescopes. But for instance, last week we had the Perseid meteor shower, best seen with the naked eye. The super moon, best seen with the naked eye. There's an eclipse coming up in October, big partial eclipse of the sun. As long as you've got eclipse glasses, best seen with the naked eye as well. And, you know, even just looking at the next week, in fact, 2 or 3 days ago, when the clouds rolled in, we had Jupiter near the moon. That would have been spectacular had the clouds not rolled in at the last minute. We, you know, we can't be ungrateful. We had a great run.
We had a great run.
The clear sky. Mm.
Definitely.
But Mars is coming close to the Earth. It'll be extremely close in December. It's going to be near the Pleiades star cluster over the next week. You'll see that with the naked eye. In fact, I've been looking at it every clear night over the last heat wave that we just had. And then the planet Venus in the morning sky, and it's going to be close to the moon. You'll have to get up early to see that. But we've got Jupiter blazing in the evening. Saturn there as well. Most people won't know the reasonably bright star in the south is Saturn. But when they look at it through the telescopes at the Starbucks, they'll be absolutely amazed. It's the most incredible thing to show to people. In fact, I think on our website, I think it might even be a TikTok video. It's a little video clip of one chap who's got a laser pointer. He points up an inconspicuous-looking star in the sky, and he has his telescope set up looking at it. He takes the camera phone over to the telescope and just puts it at the eyepiece, just like you will your own eyeball at the Starbucks. And there's this huge globe with these fantastic rings. It's an amazing sight, something you've got to do at least once in your life.
And can I ask you, if when people go to the Starbucks, say for instance somebody goes out there and they don't bring their own telescope, is there, you know, telescopes out there that they can look in while they're there?
That's exactly
good to know.
Do not bring a telescope.
Don't
We've already
bring.
Got them for you.
Yes.
Yeah. It'd be like going to a concert and bringing your electric guitar.
Mm.
No sense. The band members have got their own.
That's a good way of putting it.
And we're going to do the same. And these are giant telescopes. We don't use any telescope that's less than 1,000 times more powerful than your eye.
Right.
So if you've got thousands of quid worth of telescope, fair enough. But if you don't and you want to look through those kinds of telescopes, then that's why you go to Starbucks. So you don't need to bring anything. You can bring a pair of binoculars if you have them, because we do an actual little session where we show people how to use their binoculars for astronomy. But you don't have to do that. And you've got a pair of binoculars now for less than 20 quid that are 100 times better than your eye. So the cost of equipment has really come down. But the naked eye, you'll see the Milky Way. You'll bouncy a few shooting stars. And then the telescopes that we provide, you don't even have to do anything with them. The owners will be standing next to them. They'll have pointed them at a star cluster or a galaxy or Saturn or whatever it is, and they'll tell you what they're looking at. You just look in and be flabbergasted.
Yeah. And that's when you really would like people that haven't got a clue about this, and, you know, that to be there, because you're there and you're able to actually show them, you know, firsthand. And Wicklow is such a lovely space to be able to do it as well.
Yeah, we're very lucky that you know, we have mountains south of the capital city, and that stops developments going on too much. So there's a bit of a glow in the north, but the rest of the sky is gloriously clear. And, you know, it's within an hour's drive of Dublin, and there are people I've seen booking tickets from Kerry and Donegal, and you can't get much further away from Wicklow Mountains than that.
That's
so
good.
People do come from all over the country for the event. People are bringing their telescopes. I'm sure there's ones further than this, but I know some telescopes are coming from Galway over to Wicklow just to be used at this event. And it's great fun if you own a telescope, because, you know, if you're into astronomy, you have a big telescope, it's often a bit lonely. You're out there in the middle of the night on your own and no one to share these amazing sights.
Yeah.
Well, at the Starbecue, you know, you've got a queue of people waiting to look through your telescope, and especially the kids, every new person that looks in will be amazed. It's jaw-dropping stuff. And so that's the experience we want people to have, to come along, bring all the family and friends, even if they've no interest in astronomy. You know, it'd be like going to the Louvre Art Gallery in Paris and not being amazed at all the paintings that they have there and the Mona Lisa worth over €1 billion. Everybody wants to see that, even if you're not an actual artist yourself. And it's the same with astronomy. Go to the Starbucks, you know, you'll be fed. You'll get to look through some incredible telescopes. We're pretty sure it's a unique event anywhere in the world. I mean, there are some public observatories around the world, but they all tend to be near cities where the skies are quite bright. This is in a dark sky site, and we're on the edge of Europe here in Ireland, so we have some of the darkest skies in the developed world. And, you know, to see through giant telescopes in a really dark sky in a fairly convenient drive from anywhere in the country is practically unheard of.
And I've seen there as well, David, that there is another talk on telescopes, the next generation.
Yeah. Well, of course, in the big news recently was the James Webb Space Telescope, a €10 billion telescope, part built in Ireland, by the way.
Yeah.
And the pictures it's seeing, or the distances that it's seeing, it's doing in about 100 times faster. It can do things than the Hubble Space Telescope, which was a €2 billion telescope, again with Irish involvement as well. And these are biggest telescopes we've got, well, the most powerful telescopes we've got out there in space. But there are giant ones being built on the ground. And for many decades, they didn't really get much bigger in size because of the engineering problems. And they've recently been overcome. And now there are some ridiculously large telescopes being built. There's one being built in Chile, which Ireland has a share in. It's costing over €1 billion. They've already cut the top of the mountain to build this giant monster of a telescope. And in, I think it's 3 or 4 years' time, we should be looking through it. And, you know, the things it's going to see, we can't even really imagine. It's a huge jump of more than a factor of 10 over any other telescope we've got. And it's going to have the very latest cameras added to it, which makes it even more sensitive, and the latest what's called adaptive optics, which can stop the shimmering that you see in the Earth's atmosphere, which is the reason why we launch telescopes into space, or one of the two main reasons. The other one is we can see different wavelengths of light that we can't see from the ground. But the shimmering can now be taken out of images on the ground. That means building giant telescopes down here, which is a lot cheaper than launching them into space, is now as good as building them on the moon, where there's no atmosphere. So we can hardly... I've seen simulations, because there was actually, again, an Irish engineer involved in this giant telescope, and I've seen simulations of what this huge ground-based telescope will do compared to the Hubble Space Telescope. And it makes the Hubble Space Telescope look like a pair of binoculars compared to the Hubble Space Telescope. The detail it's going to show will be absolutely incredible. So there are lots of developments going on in space, on the ground, and the future for telescopes is going to really take off during this decade. And that's what this talk is about.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And then there's going to be exhibitors there as well, photography, Irish Rocketry Society. And of course,
we kick off the event actually by launching an actual rocket over 1,000 feet up into the air.
Really? Oh, that's brilliant. That's great.
Thanks. And that's thanks to our friends in the Irish Rocket Society,
yeah,
who always do this with us every year. And they'll have a stand if people want to get into amateur rocketry themselves at the event. They can talk to them afterwards and get involved in rocketry.
So much. I mean, like, you couldn't be bored now, in fairness. Like, you know, if you go to that, like, after you go, there's so many hobbies to take up there as well. So I suppose also that I noticed on your website that you let people know about the fact that if people do want to, you know, camp, you know, use the campsites, there are campsites near enough to Wicklow that they can look up, or maybe, you know, if they do want to stay over, because I'm sure the people that are coming maybe from the likes of Kerry and Donegal and places like that might end up staying over, and obviously there's loads of accommodation. But I know that you have got links to that on your website there as well, David.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very well-developed event now after 30 years running it. So, yeah, there's a list of B&Bs in the area, hotels, even campsites, caravan sites, that kind of thing. For the people who have to come a long distance and don't have people they can stay with, perhaps in Dublin, don't fancy a 2 or 3 hour drive home. So we try to cater for everybody, because, as I said, it's a pretty unique event here in Ireland. It's the biggest star party by far that happens in Ireland every year. So we want as many people to avail of it. It takes an awful lot of effort to organise this, and a huge shout out of thanks to all of our volunteers, many of whom bring their telescopes, and we've told them we'll pay your expenses from the funds we raise. And I don't think anyone's ever claimed expenses in the
lovely.
Last decade that I can remember.
Yeah.
So it's great to see, you know, just that we'll get great fun out of showing people how good our hobby can be. And even if you bring your family and friends, they're sure to be excited by what they'll see. There's so much to do.
Yeah, and that's the thing, that people are, you know, if they're volunteering with yourselves and working there, they're, you know, they're so into astronomy, they just want to share it with other people, and it's nice to know as well, isn't it? Like,
yeah, exactly. I mean, we've got thousands of paid up members, and not everybody is a volunteer for the society. We don't, people think you have to volunteer if you join Astronomer, and you don't. You can just sit back, get the magazine every month, get the weekly email that goes out to just the members. There's free stuff on our social media, any events that are coming up, like the Starbecue, we always promote those. And we do a couple of things on the social media, such as predicting the space station when it flies over, because it's got astronauts on board. Some of these Starlinks, which a bit of a vermin, they're going to clutter up the sky, but they do really look really spectacular. I saw them last week when we promoted it, that there were 46 satellites so close together, you couldn't see them individually. Even in a pair of binoculars, they were too close. And it just looked like a short streak slowly drifting across the sky. I've never seen anything like it. So that's free. If there's going to be a display of the Northern Lights visible from Ireland, there's a chance of one later this week, in the next couple of days. We'll issue free predictions on the social media for that as well. So, you know, make sure you join us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, whatever you like. And you'll see the links to that on to each of those on our website, astronomy.ie, where you can join the club if you can afford €1 a week, because that's as little as it costs, get the magazine, the emails and everything else. And you'll be supporting our goals to try and get more people interested in astronomy as well.
Yeah, absolutely. David Moore, thank you so much for coming on, and it's always interesting talking to you. We were saying that about you earlier on. We'd love having you on because you're just so enthusiastic, and we love listening to you. So again, just to give a shout out to when your star barbecue is.
Right, well, it's coming up soon. It's on Saturday week. So it's the 27th of August, the last Saturday of August, and you can go along to astronomy.ie. You'll see it's all over the website there if you want to book tickets, and then ring all your family and friends and tell them to come as well.
Yeah, and anything that anybody wants to know about Astronomy Ireland, they just have to go on the website and also follow them on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, and you get all the information there. And also thank you so much for coming on D15 today. And my next,
my pleasure.
Thank
Any
you so
time
much.
At all.
Thanks, David. So with that in mind, I am going to play Simple